The Volume.
Moneyline Monaco is proud to be presented by FanDuel. Never played FanDuel Fantasy before? Great. FanDuel is offering users the chance to play free, no deposit required. Plus, for those folks who want a deposit, FanDuel is offering up to a $500 bonus instantly when you make your first deposit with our 20% deposit match. Why do you play on FanDuel? FanDuel Fantasy is an easy-to-use app. Pick a new team every game. Different and unique contests across sports in relation to your skill level. Contests include full slates and single-game contests. Compete for top cash payouts. Unique product features. And compete against your friends in head-to-head matchups. For new users, FanDuel is offering up to a $500 bonus instantly when you make your first deposit with our 20% deposit match. Go to FanDuel.com/Cowherd for more info. FanDuel.com/Cowherd so they know we sent you. FanDuel, more ways to win.
Welcome to another episode of Sports Gambling with Moneyline Monaco. Alex Monaco here with the one and only special treat popping, baby. Former NFL lineman, a homie of mine, and a fellow sports gambler, the one and only Jeff Schwartz. What's good, Jeff?
I'm glad to be here. I'm disappointed everyone left when they heard I was coming on, though. That's a little sad. But we got some people here, so it's good to go.
This is what happens in my stand-up show, so it's all good. Dude, I'm fired up to have you because you are very sharp from a gambling perspective, and you played the game, yes. So you know what it's like. Let's just dive right into the NFL. We were talking off air. I'm blown away you're on the Steelers under.
Yes, it's very
How
simple.
Are you on the Steelers so under? So which is it not?
Eight and a half. And Tomlin has never gone anything less than 500, right?
Correct.
So we know that going this. And obviously this year he has to be 8-9. Or 9-8, right? Those are two options.
Right.
So here's a concern with the Steelers. So basically a brand new offensive line, right? Kind of important, all right? Defensively going to be good, but it's about Big Ben. When older quarterbacks start physically declining, how many of them go back up? None? Like who goes? Now,
that's fair.
The Packers thought Aaron Rodgers was physically declining in 19. They were wrong, but I'm not sure he was physically declining. He just wasn't playing as well as I thought he would. Everyone says Tom Brady. But Tom Brady wasn't physically declining in New England to the way that Ben was. He just had no one to throw to. And we saw last year, obviously, his arm is fine. So I think you have a new OC, a new offensive line, Big Ben getting older, and a division that's going to be pretty good this year outside of the Bengals.
How much, looking at The Athletic, who had an article come out with strength of schedule, the Steelers do have the most difficult schedule. Do you look at that being a huge kicker, or do you never look at strength of schedule too much on over-under
wins? Based out of what?
Based off of basically wins and losses from last year.
That's
don't buy too much into those?
I buy quarterbacks you're playing against or pass defenses. I look at pass defenses or quarterbacks, right? So even in their division, right, they get Lamar twice, they get Baker twice, and you get Joe Burrow twice, right? They have a first-place schedule, I believe, so they have – they're first. They won the
first place schedule. Everyone's
so they're gonna
Pittsburgh.
Have.
They started 11-0. Jeff.
They're gonna have Kansas City. They're gonna have Buffalo. They have Week One.
Right.
Like they have a tough schedule this year. Their counterpart in the NFC is gonna be a first place team from the NFC. It's all about Ben to me. And look again, the Ravens are gonna win games this year. They always win games. They win a ton of regular season games. That's going to happen. The Bengals are going to be better. And the Browns, I'm really high on the Browns. So I just think the Steelers, I bet them to miss the playoffs as well. I'm just out on them.
This is a little stump the Schwab for you. When's the last time? Because I did it. I'm on the Steelers over. I'm fading you. I'm sorry. I can't do it just off of this alone. When's the last time the Steelers were under 500? Just if you had to guess.
A year, 20, 30 years. I mean, a long time.
My mediocre joke was it was when Will Ferrell asked Snoop for his green hat.
What year was that?
In 2003. I got somebody. There we go. Old school. The same year LeBron James was drafted.
I get the reference. I just it all comes to an end at some point, right? And we're seeing with older quarterbacks, whether it was Eli or Breeze. Now Breeze was bolstered by having a fabulous offense around him, by having a great defense, by playing a division last year with a brand new coach, Matt Rhule, with Atlanta kind of sinking. They don't age gracefully, and it's more of a fate of Big Ben than anything else. I like Tomlin as a coach. I like their personnel and defense. I even like some of their young offensive linemen, but I'm just fading Ben. I'm fading an older quarterback who's getting worse.
Atkins diet or no Atkins diet? We don't know what happened.
Looks exactly the same. Like, this diet
all right,
stuff.
I want to get your thoughts on comeback player of the year. You're saying Dak's a layup at plus 200. We got Joey Burrow, Christian McCaffrey, and Saquon, all at plus 700.
No running backs are winning this award.
Come on!
No, they never win this award.
McCaffrey? So,
no, he's not winning the award. The Panthers are going to win like seven games. You're not winning the award with seven games. So if you look at who wins the award, obviously it's often a lot of quarterbacks.
Right.
And it's also a lot of established veterans. So Burrow's out. Like, what's he coming back from? An injury, obviously.
Yeah.
But typically, you've been good before, and you come back and you're good again, right? So Joe Burrow wasn't good last year. He was okay, right? He was a rookie, kind of walking through some things. He's good. I think he's going to be really good, but he come back from injury. Dak is a lock, man. I know Dak has that lat thing, and he should play week one this year. Think about this: he's America's team in the Cowboys, right? If he's average this year, it's like 4,500 yards, 40 touchdowns, right? Like 10 interceptions. He's going to have a great statistical year. And if they make the playoffs, which I think they will in the NFC East, then he's a shoo-in, easy shoo-in. So for Joe Burrow to win this award, Dak, A, has to be hurt, which we've seen so far might be a problem, but I don't think it will be. Then he has to be better than him, make the playoffs, overcome like being the Bengals. I just don't see it, and I don't see the running backs winning either.
Well, what if McCaffrey gives us the 2019-esque year? There's still no world.
Yeah, but there's not for the quarterback of the Cowboys. You're not beating him out.
So interestingly enough, in the gambling world, you feel like there's a little bit of a homer element potentially. They're not calling it down the middle because everything just alluded.
There's always a bias in these awards, right? Like, and I think Dak Prescott, it's easy to root for. I mean, Hard Knocks is totally boring this year. They've done that for years now, where they you're not in personnel meetings anymore, which we used to get to watch. Obviously players, I think, are very limited what they say. They know when the cameras are around. They're being very careful. It's very edited. I just buy the Cowboys this year.
How about on a little back-to-back, like 03-04, Bucks are plus 600, if I'm not mistaken, to come out of the NFC. It's never happened, Jeff. All 22 starters coming back. I mean, you've been in the locker rooms. You've been on a few teams. Do you know how important, or can you talk to me about how important it is to get the whole squad after a Super Bowl year to come back?
Well, obviously, you have the ability to just hit the ground running in the offseason, right? Because everyone knows the playbook. Everyone knows the additions you're going to add to the playbook. And training camp is really just kind of like a breeze, right? You just get through it. You know what you have to do to accomplish your goal. And then you play the season and you get after it. But also, too, you should be better, at least offensively. What my specialty is, obviously, is offensive lineman. In year two, right? Year one, you're figuring you're figuring out what you like to do, what you don't like to do. It does take about 8 to 10 weeks. We saw last year after week 12, right? That offense took off after that bye week. So the offense should be better this year. Should be better. Plus, you had Joe Tryon, the pass rusher from Washington. I think it's a huge addition for them and in the first round. But it's more about who in the NFC is going to beat them. Green Bay can beat them, I think.
Is it a two-horse race? Is it the Packers and the Bucks, and that's it? Or do you feel like the NFC? I mean, because the NFC West is the most competitive, but is anyone out of the NFC West ready to dethrone the Packers coming off of?
I think the Niners could, but I don't know if their secondary is good enough anymore.
One of the things I love about betting on football is that I'm always finding new player or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is you can combine these props with other bets from the same game to score an even bigger payout. Think about it like this. I'm all in on the Steelers over 8.5 wins. I mean, let's just be honest. They haven't had under 500 since Will Ferrell was asking Snoop for his green hat, a la 2003, old school. And I can now parlay that with this FanDuel feature, including Aaron Discount Double Check Rodgers as your MVP. And that payout is regronkulous. Same game parlay is just one of the reasons I bet with FanDuel. It's easy to use, easy to register, easy to deposit, and easy to find your bet. You also have live betting. Easy to place your bet fast during a game if you see a trend you like. Little Peyton Manning come up to the huddle, read and react. And don't even get me started on fast withdrawals. When you win, FanDuel pays your winnings in as little as 24 hours. There's no feeling like nailing a same game parlay bet. So lock in your bet today on FanDuel Sportsbook. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today to create a same-game parlay and use promo code Monaco at signup. New users get their first bet risk-free up to $1,000. FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back in site credit if you don't win. That is promo code Monaco so they know I sent you. Disclaimer. 21 plus and present in Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, Virginia, or West Virginia. First online real money wager only. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT, Indiana, 1-800-GAMBLER, New Jersey, Virginia, Colorado, or visit www.1800gambler.net, West Virginia.
Well, speaking of the Niners, Trey Lance, I was looking up Shanahan's record, and he's like an astonishing 20-6 with Jimmy G and under 500 with everyone else.
Yes.
Do you even think Trey Lance starts under center to start the season, or like in terms of parlaying that into a Rookie of the Year talk, what are your thoughts on all things San Francisco?
He's my favorite for Rookie of the Year for a couple of reasons. One is I do think he plays sooner or later. We're seeing now, even in Chicago, right, with Matt Nagy and especially with Shanahan, they're getting more reps with the ones, right? Like Shanahan was asked about a quarterback battle. Remember he said about 2 weeks ago, someone, you know, he has to earn the job. And now it's like, well, you know, there's a little bit of, like, we're starting to see that they traded too much to play Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, they traded too much to play him all season.
Wow.
And I think they're going to win with Jimmy G, but Trey Lance offers you that little extra, right? And so I think he does play. And the reason why I have him for Rookie of the Year, even if he plays 10 games and Fields plays 14, he plays in the offense most ready to help quarterbacks win. That offense has produced... It produced MVP Aaron Rodgers last year. It's made Baker Mayfield, Jared Goff, Kirk Cousins, made all of them a ton of money, right? It's a quarterback-friendly offense. And now you include a guy in there with the arm that Lance has, with the running ability that Lance has, which will be different for Shanahan, who's never had that running quarterback in this offense before, right? And look, also, Matt Ryan there, MVP season in this offense. I think this offense produces great quarterback numbers. So you have a quarterback who's going to win a lot of games in a good offense. Fields may play more, but his offensive line is much worse. Are we sure Nagy is as good as people hope he is? Like, I don't know about that quite yet. I think Lance is going to do really well in San Francisco.
I'm just blown away that they had Jimmy G in the Super Bowl.
I'll tell you why. 2000 in the Super Bowl. I've said this when it happened. I was at that game. I was a Chiefs fan. My brother played for the Chiefs back then. It was a great game for the Chiefs. Two throws, fourth quarter, third and six. Shanahan designed this follow route, essentially, where guy clears out and Kittle comes behind him. Wide open. Number one option, Jimmy G doesn't throw it there, throws to Sanders, a complete pass. And then later in the game, we saw the post, right? So Shanahan's thinking, hey, my offense works. I got these guys open. My quarterback did not make the throw he was supposed to make. So I'm going to find someone who can make those throws. Like, okay, everything you do as a player, obviously, it gears up for those big moments, right? And if you can't perform in those moments, everything else you do does not matter to coach in front office, right? Like, Jimmy G was great up until then, even though, what, he threw like eight passes in the NFC Championship game that year? But in those big moments, and Mahomes did not outplay him in the first three quarters.
No.
But Mahomes played better in the big moments. He played better in the fourth quarter. He bought himself an extra 7 yards back in 4 seconds to throw that deep ball to Tyreek. Right? Like, he made the plays in those moments, and Jimmy G did not. If you're Shanahan, you're thinking to yourself, I got to find someone who can make those two throws. My offense works. Guy was open. My quarterback didn't do it for me.
So you're obviously not high on the Steelers. AFC North, very competitive. You are high on the Browns, though. Talk to me about your takeaway on that. Do you have them winning the North, by the way?
I have them winning the North. I have them over. I feel bad because, you know, like the Browns, it's a lot of pressure on them. They've had a lot of pressure in a while.
It's weird. It's very weird.
Take out quarterback. Take Baker Mayfield out of this. Which team is more talented in the NFL than the Browns?
Top to bottom, I don't know that we have a squad.
It's probably Tampa.
That's it.
But they're older. They're older. So you have a very talented team with a coach I really like in Stefanski. You have a lead pass rusher. You spent your offseason adding two secondary pieces in free agency, plus you drafted Newsom. So defense is set. Defense, you have to be just like, you know, good. You don't have to be great to win a Super Bowl, just good. Get some stops. But offensively, you have the best offensive line in football. We know we have Chubb and Hunt. We know we have Odell back healthy and Landry and Njoku. You have the pieces there. And remember, this offense produces a lot of yards. I don't think Baker Mayfield is any better than slightly above average, like at his best, I think. But this offense makes him better. It's made all these quarterbacks better. It's going to make him a lot of money. So you don't need to have Baker Mayfield be Superman in this offense to win a lot of football games. That's why I don't think they win the AFC, but I think they're good enough to win the division, win a playoff game or two, and that's kind of what they're always going to be. I don't really think Baker's that guy who can kind of get them over that, like, that hurdle.
I just find it fascinating how many years in a row they're going to have to deal with Patty Mahomes and the Chiefs.
That's the reason why. And Pat Mahomes now has lost two playoff games. He lost the AFC Championship game against New England, where shut out in the first half, but scored 31 points on 28 plays in the second half.
Fascinating.
And then obviously they lost. D4 was offsides, and Brady marched down the field. He converted 3 third-and-10s on the last drive, whatever. And then he lost last year with no offensive line. So what did the Chiefs do? They get him a brand new offensive line. Who's stopping them if their offensive line can block?
I don't have an answer for you, Jeff.
Like so if they have the one seed, there's only now one bye. Cleveland's got to go to Kansas City again. And remember, even last year, people point to the play at the end of the first half when the ball was fumbled out the back of the end zone. If that's targeting, whatever, it's only 16-10 now, right? And the Browns had not stopped the Chiefs the entire game until Pat got hurt. So Pat's putting up 35 to 42 points. Now, you hope this year, again, the goal is to slow them down, to force them to punt one or two more times a game. It's not really the idea of shutting them out, right? It's instead of scoring 35 now, they score 27 or 28. It's all you need. And I don't know if the Browns can score 35 in late January in Arrowhead. I just don't buy it.
If you had to put your money, and I'll get you out of here with this, on either the Chiefs, the Bucs, or both of them going back to the Super Bowl, or would you take the field? What would you take here?
I mean, the better bet's the field, obviously, right? Like, if you're going to, with the value, I bet the Chiefs to win the AFC. I've not made a wager on the NFC. But I feel
you're
like
in on the Chiefs.
If Pat's not hurt, who's going to beat them?
I don't have any. Unless the Bills play out of their mind on one random Pacino Sunday.
Because they have a good secondary. They've improved their linebackers in the draft. They have Chris Jones and Frank Clark. Frank Clark's a little underachieving, but they have Chris Jones who wrecks shop. Like, if they're not injured, they're down. They need another wide receiver. I'm curious if they're going to make a trade at the end of camp for someone. But nonetheless, like, I just don't see anyone beat them. Now, Tampa Bay, I don't know. I should not bet against Brady. I mean, that's bad business. So I think the better bet's the field probably, but I don't know how you convince me to bet otherwise.
I'm with you on the Chiefs, man. Thank you for hopping on.
Yeah,
Jeff
no
Schwartz
problem.
Is smarter than you. The podcast all over the airwaves on national TV. Give it up for Jeff Schwartz. Thanks for hanging with us. The one and only. The man's on the Steelers under. I can't get over it. Until next time.
Volume.